It is time for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
Yes, and today, can you hear me?
Yes.
My headphones janky. That's what happened when we spent $20 on headphones on Amazon. you gotta pay for what you want out here, because that Cuban, it's mad staticky in here. All right. All right.
All right.
So real quick, Stan Lee, his death certificate was released. Mm-hmm. So they found that he died from heart and respiratory failure. It also says that he suffered from aspiration pneumonia, which is when you inhale food, stomach acid, or saliva into your lungs. That sounds painful. I'm so sorry to hear that. So RIP to him still. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, Meek Mill announced that he's going on tour 2019.
Okay.
I was all over everybody comments like, I'm in there. I can't wait. I'm in there. So it was the motivation tour. You already know. I've seen him twice 2018. I'm going to see him again 2019. It's fine. Okay. So it's called the motivation tour. He'll be at Xfinity in March, so y'all see me somewhere being crazy, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, he also just wrote an op-ed in the New York Times about prison reform, saying that prisoners need a new set of rights. Because they are humans. Hello, good morning.
Okay.
So, he said, like, many are now incarcerated. I was the victim of a miscarriage of justice. I got lucky, but because of dysfunctional discriminatory rules, most don't. And he said he and some friends will be announcing a foundation dedicated to making real change. So you can check out more on high937.com.
Mm-hmm.
Drake, his record God's Plan went diamond.
Wow.
That means it sold 10 million records.
Wow.
Listen, I want my plaque because, yes. Send me my things. I want my plaque just for my car spins.
Aubrey, holler.
Come on, Aubrey. I held you down when you was going down. When he was going back and forth with old boy, I was holding him down.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah,
I went down, I was swinging with him.
Down.
So
yeah.
Listen, get it together. I want my plaque, sir. I deserve my things.
Okay.
All right, so real quick. Reuben Foster. He's a linebacker of the 49ers.
Former.
He was a linebacker of the 49ers, so was arrested in Tampa for domestic violence. Police say Saturday at the team's hotel, he got into an argument with a woman I guess he's been in on and off relationship with for like 3 years. So the lady, she called 911. She says he took her phone, broke it, slapped her in the face, and threatened her. Got the phone out of her hand, broke it, all this other stuff, pushed her chest in. So he was booked on a first-degree misdemeanor domestic violence charge, and he was cut by the 49ers.
Exactly.
Like,
get your ass out of here.
Sunday, I mean, if y'all got Cap out here looking, well, he don't looking crazy, but if y'all got Cap out here, he wasn't doing nothing disrespectful, then yes, you got to go, sir.
He
goodbye.
Gotta go.
Get back, okay? So back in February, the same woman accused him of domestic punching her in the head.
What?
Yeah.
You know
so
what?
So he's just been a busy man out here.
And you went back?
Yeah. Mm. He been real busy. All right, so let's move on. So Tekashi 6ix9ine, this came out like I think like after the tea. So he pled not guilty in his federal racketeering case.
Yeah.
And the judge set his trial for September 4, 2019 with no bail set. So his lawyer plans to apply for bail directly with the trial judge, but he already tried before the whole thing, like before he was even locked up. Well, before he switched jails, whatever. He offered $750,000 and to surrender 6ix9ine's passport and remain on house arrest, but that was denied. So I can imagine what more they would accept at this point.
Yeah, it's
you're pretty much sitting, bruh.
Yeah, we'll see you when we see you.
Yeah, so his friends, academics, DJ Academic said, I don't even want to get into that relationship. We'll just call him his friend. It is what it is. So Academic says his album, Dummy Boy, will be released in a few hours. That was 2 hours ago. I've been checking the streaming services to see it. I haven't seen it yet. It says 6ix9ine. He says 6ix9ine was disappointed about the album leaking in the situation and wants his fans to enjoy his music. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some bangers on there. So hopefully we get some money up. I don't know. All right. So lastly, I was actually afraid to talk about this because I just didn't understand. So, Dwight Howard, a man has come forward. I don't really know how to say his name. Elijah, maybe, because it says J-E. I don't know. We're going to call him Elijah. He says, I was afraid to speak, but today my life was threatened after I was sexually harassed, threatened, and manipulated by someone I respected. My ex-boyfriend, NBA player Dwight Howard, and his camp also catfished by his disrespectful-ass pastor. Okay. So he said that he met Dwight Howard at an event. Are you all right over there? He's choking. He said he met Dwight Howard at an event and the two quietly started a relationship, but Elijah claims he broke it off after finding out that Dwight had been seeing someone else and attending transsex parties. People were saying that Elijah was a trans woman, but he identifies as a gay man. He says, I want you guys to know I've already contacted police, but if anything shall happen to me, this is the truth. Here is my proof, and I don't want you guys to ever stop fighting for me and what is right. He also says Dwight Howard is heartless and has the power to stop all of this, but he won't, all caps. In the meantime, his baby mom, I saw this, she posted a meme with a large man trying to scoop through the aisles with popcorn, saying the comments are starting. Excuse me. And according to my sources, Dwight is going to deny it and say he's being extorted. Whoa. Listen, there's no shame in your sexuality, sir. We don't know what's going on. At the end of the day, people just want the truth, you know? Yeah, if when you do all that creepy stuff that makes it like, ugh, like, if you just live in your truth, bask in it, then it wouldn't be so crazy. Yeah, but this is nuts.
Stop. This is
so crazy. I need answers.
This is
there's a whole bunch of questions I need. Yeah, I'm disturbed. And then, oh, you don't need internet, don't play. So they posted the video of him on Wild'n Out when he was twerking.
Yo.
Then, oh my God, there was another video of him sitting down on the bench
when he grabbed a boy between his legs. Yep,
yeah. What is that? What's happening? Listen,
that actually happened too.
I saw that. And you can't make that up.
Yeah, that actually happened.
What does it mean? Listen, my eyes won't stop rolling. So hopefully, we'll probably never get to the bottom of it. But I just want y'all to know, put y'all on notice that things is happening out in these streets. And that is it for the day.
All right, with that being said, I'm on the side. Keep it right here.
You have to see you look like your heart. You having palpitations. All right?
The devil!
Keep it right here. Hot 93.7.
Live from the Stone Academy Studio. WZMX FM and WZMX HD1 Hartford. Always on radio.com. Radio.com. Hot 93.7.